final hour of the show, the People's Show, Vic Nizar, Randy Janda, Jamie Dodd, and also Eddie Gregory and Andy Cole, A-Dog, running the show, plus you as well, 650-650 into the Dunbar Lumber text message inbox. The smart alternative, visit Dunbar Lumber on Bridge Street in Ladner or Arbutus in Vancouver online at dunbarlumber.com. So we've been hyping this up all day. We were sad to begin the show, and then we had a light bulb moment, and we sent Jamie Dodd, our intrepid producer, out on the street to go get a hold of ketchup and chili Frenchicles. French's, the very popular...
Whoa, hold on. Ketchup and chill. Not chili.
Oh.
You just added chili to the mix, which I
ketchup
got really scared.
Yeah.
I got really scared for a second. I thought, wait, they're including chili in this too?
Ketchup and chill, my bad. French's, a very popular condiment.
Yep.
Mustard and other condiments.
Of course. Made with 100% Canadian tomatoes. Not imported. Canadian tomatoes. I don't know what type of difference that'll make. It's still tomatoes. But, Vic, I am excited.
On the back, it says, made with love and tomato juice. French's tomato ketchup. Frank's Red Hot.
Ooh.
Original cayenne pepper sauce and rim salt.
I didn't even know hot sauce was a part of the mix, too.
So,
are you excited? Or are you kind of scared? I think Jamie
I'm very anxious.
Jamie's, like, scared slash potentially distraught.
The person that's playing this correctly is our guy, A-Dog, who's like, yeah, no, I'm good. I'm passive.
He didn't even look at it.
No.
I offered it to him, and he said, no thanks.
We haven't even opened them yet, and you can kind of smell them through the package, and it's not an enticing smell. I don't care for it.
Okay.
But that might be your backpack.
Are you sure I don't smell anything?
No, I can smell it.
Okay.
Maybe I'm just paranoid.
Yeah, I think
you have a heightened sense of smell? I got nothing here.
Who smells popsicles? Like,
there's no really long disclaimer on the back. Is there like a warning of some sort?
No.
Because that's what you want to look out for.
The only disclaimer they have is made with love.
Disclaimer, cannot believe you're trying this.
Watch out for love in this packet.
There's no like QR code of like, hey, look at this before you test this.
QR code to your nearest hospital after ingestion.
All right.
It does says there's hot sauce in it.
Yeah.
Frank's Red Hot Original Cayenne Pepper Sauce.
Thanks for listening 9 seconds
I wasn't.
Ago.
I was doing producer work. Come on.
He was playing solitaire, wasn't he? Isn't that producer
yeah,
work?
Yeah, producer work.
All right.
All right, let's do this.
Let's crack this open.
Let's open it. We will post this somewhere, clearly. I can't even open this thing properly. Oh, you can smell it. You can smell it.
Oh, yeah. Woo, yeah, you weren't lying.
Yeah.
It does have a smell.
Oh, buddy, that's strong.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh.
This looks, like, as far as texture already, I'm kind of debating my
the
life.
The smell is, like, truly unappetizing.
That is
profoundly unappetizing.
That's.
I don't mind it. I don't mind it. It's a fruit, guys.
That's a lot of work.
No, nope.
I don't mind it.
Man, you're like Joey and Friends. What's not to like?
Just ketchup? Imagine,
oh, like, juice
for a couple
like...
of guys that eat cold leftovers. This is like tomato sauce cold. That's all it is.
This is disgusting. This is a one taste, and I'm done. If I have any more, we're gonna be cleaning up the studio in a really gross way.
Oh, no, this is great.
This is like a bad frozen Caesar.
I don't know. Tomato, good. Coldness, good.
Pepper
Summer,
sauce,
good.
I think you often hear these things, and you're like, well, it sounds gross, but surely it's not as gross as it sounds.
This is like the...
And I'm here to tell you, this is as gross as it sounds.
No, this is, if anything, guys, I am totally in a opposite point of view with you guys. It needs to be bolder. I said this on Twitter before even tasting this.
Ugh.
They need to do mustard. This isn't strong enough.
Mustard might hold better. I don't know.
What? All right, seriously. Tomatoes unsettle you guys that much? Jamie's putting it away.
Jamie's tapped out.
I'm done. I am absolutely done.
I just bit into it. It's fine.
I did it. I did my duty. I tasted it. Oh, I can't believe you bit into
it.
He's unironically enjoying this right now. It's a little terrifying.
Oh, tomatoes?
Another bite.
Mm. Pulling the Randy by biting into it.
That's rich.
Honestly,
that's rich.
Kind of warming up to it.
Because it's warming up.
Ketchup should be...
I know this is a gross take for a lot of people. I, for one, absolutely enjoy this.
You guys might be cornering the ketchup popsicle sponsorship market, I gotta say. They'll be running. Heinz is running to us right now.
We just gotta edit my stuff out of the podcast when
we put
this
exactly,
up.
Yeah, exactly, exactly. Just ignore that guy.
Our friends...
Honestly, I think the initial shock is starting to wear off. And now it's like, hey, it's...
Vic, once you bite into it, it actually tastes better.
Ugh.
for the our friends at French's, they don't know we're friends, but we want to be friends with them. Send over a couple of boxes. I'll enjoy my summer with this.
I'm going to have to take my backpack to like get shampooed or something. I get the stench out of there.
That's good, Beck.
You know what?
See? I was early on this, but he's coming around.
Let me just say this. I don't know if I'll have it again.
But you haven't gone blind.
Yeah.
Remember, guys, it was made with love. It was made with love.
Torgi says, I don't know if I can trust any of Jamie's food takes due to his love of cold food. Sorry for talking with a popsicle, but that's what's going down right
this
now.
This is cold, and I still hate it, so that should tell you how truly disgusting it is.
Pete the Cat says, try 3 bites.
Oh, I've taken like 17.
Yeah, no, he's...
I'm almost half done.
I can't tell if you're enjoying it or if you're just trying to like bite it all down.
Get it, finish yeah. it as quickly as possible. No. Randeep is crushing it.
No, this is kind of how I eat popsicles. I bite into it. I've got no issues. Like, this tastes good.
Randeep's the kid who's like just trying to scarf down all his vegetables so he can have dessert real fast. He's like, I'll just eat all the broccoli right now.
Oh, so good. So good. Marcus and Gibson's. Randeep's birthday cake probably has ketchup and mustard on it. Maybe.
They're meant to be eaten after 8 beers from 3-Putt Shane.
We got Vicky and Poco asking, is there an Instagram live? Will there be video? Eddie Gregory is actually taking video of this, so we'll definitely post the video at Randeep Jand on Twitter. But I, for one, I want a full case of this.
What was worse, the Frenchicle or the Espresso OJ? Was that a reach thing?
I think that was a reach and sat thing right. A couple weeks ago. Worse, what are you talking about? This is good food. I, for one, want more. Jamie, what'd you do with yours?
I'm just holding it in the wrapper until I can excuse myself from the studio and go.
You treated it like it's
melted
one of the,
in the sink.
It's like a spit food into napkin kind of move.
Yes,
that's
it
exactly
is.
What you did.
I'm very interested to get Tej's take on this because he's the definitive ketchup person. If Tej is,
oh, he's gonna love this.
I don't know. Texture, temperature, all different.
Okay, more than ketchup, it's like tomato juice frozen or Clamato juice frozen, right?
It tastes like a Caesar.
So if you like those things.
Without the cool part of the Caesar.
Yeah, but it's definitely got a smell once you open the... You see me?
Again,
it's like a Caesar, but grosser and without alcohol. Oh, all right, sign me up. That sounds awesome.
The initial shock of the smell now is worn off. It's not terrible.
No, this is good.
It's...
Would you legit...
It's a lot of creativity.
Jamie, the answer is no. You're not going to buy this.
Zero chance.
I would actually buy one case just to be like... Come over to the Janda household. We're gonna have we're gonna have some barbecue, slam a few beers, and for dessert, we're having tomato popsicles.
I believe, like, if you go over to somebody's house, and they offer you food, polite, you have it, right? That's being
Jamie
a good
would
guest.
Denounce friendships based on
if, this is where I draw the line. If I came over to somebody's house, like, oh, we're all having this, nope, I'm not.
Randeep's like, it's been a hard day at work. I'm gonna reward myself with a ketchup popsicle.
Can you imagine? Here
on the porch. Oh yeah,
this is what you do. You go home, and you shouldn't do this. I'm gonna do this at some point. You just have like a little bit of vodka in a glass, and you just drop the sucker into the vodka and make a Caesar on the go and see what happens. See what happens. All right?
Now you might be onto something.
See?
Are you okay, Randeep? That was a cry for help right
no.
there.
No. If you make your own Caesar. You said it tastes like a Caesar. That's how you make your own Caesar. We got this one from Unsigned Texture. I believe it's Vicky. Randeep equals Joey Tribbiani. Custard, good. Jam, good. Meat, good. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I don't like sharing my food either. So she might be onto something.
Are you guys going to be able to do the show? Or are we have to wait for you guys to finish?
Yeah, this is a terrible idea.
Should have done this at the end of the show or at the end of
terrible
a segment.
Idea.
No, we can. It's not melting. So we can do our show as it goes.
It's not melting, but I can't tell if it's a good sign or a bad sign.
It's impervious to melting. It doesn't obey the laws of physics.
All right, Jamie and A-Dog might have to take over the show here. And
people are actually, we got this one here as well. Torgi saying, that's genius, Randeep. My vodka idea.
You know you can just get pre-made Caesars. We have a whole show on the station.
But if I...
The ready-to-drink show.
That's no fun. You want to experiment, Jamie.
Who wants to buy a pre-made Caesar when you could dip a ketchup popsicle into vodka?
Absolutely.
That's what I want to know.
I think we're going to float this by Daryl Lamb and your guys's... Mezcal partnership is going to be off. He's going to hear this. He's like, I can't go into business with this guy.
These guys have no taste credibility.
If anything, Daryl knows I'm an innovator. Come on. I'm ahead of the game. We got this one from don't unlisted number here, but sorry, unsigned text. Melt
He's
it down.
Shook, man. I'm not sure he likes it as much as he does.
I love it. I love it. Melt it down to liquid. Add some vodka. Refreeze with the stick, and then you have a Caesar popsicle. Problem solved. See? I'm not the only one that thinks that way.
But again, you don't need to bring this into... That's just adding an extra step. Just get a freeze
but
a
if
Caesar
you,
and freeze
if you
that.
Have, if you have it, why not?
I'm just curious. Who is the person at French's is like, you know what you should do?
Well, they did it for this, so idiots like us would talk about it.
No, I know, but...
And other idiots like me would enjoy it.
Eddie's trying his now and filling production with ketchup flavor as well now, so thanks for that.
Let's go. Oh, I can see the face through the glass. He's unimpressed. Most unimpressed. Oh, this is like my face yesterday when you were talking about Canucks D-Man.
Are you saying this is the Oscar Fantenberg of popsicles?
That's disgusting.
It is truly gross.
I took one whiff before I took a bite, and I just gagged.
Honestly, you shouldn't have done that after hearing my recoil.
No, I'm not allowing what I heard in the studio there with you guys to influence my thought process. I just went in.
Meanwhile, I'm sitting over here biting it.
Yeah, Randy was just like,
"Hey,
he's on his fourth.
I'm not even on. I'm not even a mustard. Or sorry, a ketchup guy.
If you want a second one, you can have the rest of mine.
No,
after one bite,
I'm good. Thank you. I think this is Canberra hasn't been on the job as the program director for that long. I think this might have been his best idea. He's the one who suggested, "Hey, guys, at some point, why not? Like, this is a great idea. I like it."
Marcus and Gibson's, can you put a ketchup popsicle on a hot dog?
That's Jamie's file. He's the hot dog guy.
Oh, yeah, good point from Devin. You can't freeze alcohol at 0 degrees. I guess how would that work?
Yeah, that's a great point. I don't know.
Would the rest of it freeze?
But yeah, people make, I've seen.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Well, alcohol freezes and stuff like that. Like, so there's a little bit of liquid in there, but you'd have to make it freezy form rather than like a popsicle form. I'm going to do some experimentation this weekend at the Janda household. Anybody wants to come by?
Just
tomato,
remember.
Tomato popsicles.
It's made with love and tomato juice and French's tomato ketchup.
Bring your own hazmat suit.
This isn't an episode of Breaking Bad. I'm not making that sort of stuff, right? Can you taste the hot sauce? I guess.
You can taste everything that says that's in this.
Especially
it has rim salt. Look, they really tried to create a Caesar.
Especially the love. You can really taste that.
We're getting science facts now into our Dunbar Lumber text message inbox. Alcohol freezes. It's just at a much lower temperature than water. Learning.
Experimentation. We got a lot of.
What are we supposed to do for the next 7 minutes?
I don't know. We got this.
You know what? Let's just do "Don't at me" earlier.
You guys figure it out.
Yeah,
we got this. Text.
People will carry us here.
I feel bad for you guys. Nothing left to talk about. What are you talking about? We're enjoying this.
I got to go outside today. It was great.
Jamie went on a field trip.
We'll talk about the coaching hires in just a minute, but we'll do "Don't at me" a bit earlier today. Just because we need some help getting through the next 5 minutes here instead of you listening to us eat popsicles. So we'll do it as we do every day for a pair of tickets to the Nooner at the Nat on July 1st. Canadians taking on Spokane. Your Vancouver Canadians back at the Nat. For tickets or info, visit CanadiansBaseball.com. See you at the Nat. Let's do it. It is "Don't at me."
Your takes uninterrupted. Don't at me. Text in your submissions to 650-650.
Don't at me. I say what I say.
It's brought to you by LeaseBusters. Get out of your vehicle lease with ease, confidence, and a LeaseBusters leasing specialist to guide you through the journey. Go to LeaseBusters.com to start the process today. You okay over there? What happened?
I'm enjoying myself over here. I'm almost done. I'm ready to go. Don't at me. This might be one of the best popsicles I've ever had. A savory popsicle? It's elite, Vic. I'm not even putting it in a front here. This is legit. I enjoyed this.
Don't at me. I might need to taste other condiment popsicles to gauge it against.
What would be the most disgusting one? Green relish?
Relish. Far and away. Mayo wouldn't be that great either.
Oh,
that would
be disgusting.
Yeah.
Sauerkraut?
I don't
Sauerkraut on hot dogs?
Interesting.
That'd be an interesting popsicle choice.
Okay, I know what they did.
Horseradish would be an underrated one.
Ugh.
I know what they did, and they added a little bit of hot sauce, but how about if it was like a sriracha-only popsicle?
Okay, now you're onto something.
I would, I'd try that. I'm enjoying this. Of course I'd try that.
All right. This one's a follow-up from yesterday. Don't At Me. Pettersson will finish with less points than Kuzmenko, and Pettersson will put up 78 points. Jackson Brophy from Campbell River. Yesterday said Kuzmenko will have more points than Pettersson.
Okay.
So, oh, you know what? We forgot to do the Turf Trivia winner. We were so excited for
that. After.
Yeah. Well, I only bring it up because someone did a Don't At Me involving the answer
and
for a Turf
Trivia. I had to step out to cleanse myself and wash my hands and whatnot. Randeep just finished his. He's very proud. But did you?
You're
did
like
you
me on a Confession Friday, where I have to like leave the studio and like cleanse my mind.
Did you hype up our prize for Don't At Me?
I did.
Okay,
yeah.
Good. Just wanted to make sure.
Don't At Me, but BCIT graduate Chris Faber, so happy he left the People Show when he did.
What are you talking
Doesn't
about?
Doesn't Faber have some weird food stuff?
Absolutely.
Yeah, I feel like he'd be in on it.
Faber is probably running back to the station as we speak.
Watermelon and mustard guy, wasn't he?
Yeah, lasagna and sour cream guy.
But our guy Chris Faber did graduate, so big shout out to him.
True.
Posted a video. It was all hype.
I love this one. Marcus and Gibson's Don't At Me. Pete DeBoer is the ketchup popsicle of the coaching fraternity in the NHL.
So nobody likes him except Randeep? Is that what you're saying?
I actually don't like his coaching style. Vic, how do you feel about him?
No.
Even with your Dallas Stars?
I don't have to like him just because he got hired by Dallas.
Saying you're all things Dallas. We got Alistair and Clearwater coming with Don't At Me. Randeep may have gone nose and taste blind. Someone get him some horseradish. I like interesting things. This is definitely that.
Might need Jamie to take over here.
Vic is struggling.
I may have hit the rookie wall on this.
Here's a good one. The rookie wall. Don't At Me. One of Chris Letang or Gino Malkin will end up in Vancouver. Don't really see the fit with Letang, but I've been pounding the drum for Malkin, man. I think it would make a lot of sense if they can clear up some cap space.
Makes sense. Connections, all that. You could probably get him in less in terms of annual average. It's not exactly the 20-something you're looking for when Alvin and Rutherford talk about, but that is something.
Marcus and Gibson's Don't At Me. All dressed tips are just a mix of salt and vinegar and ketchup flavoring. I thought it was all the flavors.
Yeah, couldn't tell you.
I've never thought about it.
I haven't investigated it too closely. I just take it at face value.
You gotta remember, Jamie eats hot dogs. I can't even speak after that. I think my tongue has gone numb. It's not great for live radio, I gotta tell you.
This is a broadcaster curse of a popsicle right here.
I just slammed that thing. I got a brain freeze and I got a numb tongue.
Hey, you...
tongue, sorry.
What was
that? Excuse me?
Tum. Tum, I said. Numb tongue. We're here.
This has completely derailed the show now. Don't At Me.
This has got exactly Mike, as I thought it would.
Mike from Campbell River. Don't At Me. Paul Maurice will win the Jack Adams with 60 wins in a season.
Let's go. Steve from White Rock. The only way we can decide who the ultimate Sportsnet 650 host is with the 40-yard dash. And it should become tradition.
That's retro, isn't it? He thinks he can win it.
I'm assuming Steve from White Rock is a retro alias. It's the perfect cover.
We got to go do a deep dive into Steve's past texts. How much do they line up? Does he talk about pasta a lot and espresso? Is this actually retro?
We got this one. Don't At Me.
Does he sound like a short texture?
Don't At Me. We all need to go to Russia and make some money.
So true.
What we're talking about.
Let's get Philip Larson on the horn here and see what we can do.
If you don't know what we're talking about, hit up the podcast hour two from yesterday.
Marcus and Gibson's Don't At Me. Randeep's Tinder is just a pic of French's new popsicle. Looking for that deep connection.
Bold taste.
Donkey. Don't At Me. Peanut butter and jam on toast, put bacon on it, fold it up, dip it in ketchup. Elite food.
That's from Donkey.
So,
that is a wide range of flavors
and
textures.
There's a lot going on there. I would much rather do that than have another one of these frozen popsicles.
You hate it that much?
Oh! It was gross, man. It was not pleasant.
Did you get into three tastes of it? Or what?
No, I won.
Yeah.
Okay. I smelled it, gagged. Did one taste, gagged more, and said, no. I'm not testing this anymore.
Okay, you have to give it a bite, though.
Not getting paid enough for this.
Yes, seriously, though.
You have to give it a bite.
I don't get hazard pay.
Hazard pay.
If somebody has no idea what we're talking about and they just tuned into, you have to give it a bite. Out of context, it's not the smoothest of shows right now.
Paul in North Van, don't at me. This is a show about nothing. Seinfeld would agree. Sure.
We talk sports.
Would you prefer we make up JT Miller trades again?
Terry Y says, don't at me, but Malkin would be akin to a past his prime Sundin. Don't do it. I know it's don't at me, but I don't. What was so bad about the Sundin experience? Why is that held? Oh, that was a disaster. No, it wasn't. He was here for 1 year. Didn't stop him from doing anything.
No,
had a good impact on a lot of the younger players on the team,
including players like the Sedins that were looking to make that next step. They'd taken part of it, but after that, they kind of shot up. Even role players. I remember chatting with, I believe it was, I want to say Wellwood or Rafi Torres. I forget who it was.
I feel like Yannick said some good things.
Yannick as well, but even on off days, they'd go to Matt Sundin would invite them out to dinner. Just, hey, let's go, a couple of us. Let's go chat about stuff. There is a value there, but if you're paying Malkin, you want him to produce at a high level too, right?
Plus, he's not coming for 1 year.
2 or 3 years.
No, I know, but I'm just saying, oh, it'd be Sundin all over again. It's like, well, that was great. That worked out really well. Let's sign me up.
Matthias, JT Miller and Tyler Myers for Jesper Bratt and second overall.
Jesper Bratt.
I feel like New Jersey might say no to that with Tyler Myers included in the deal.
Yeah.
Although Jesper Bratt, we're going to talk about him on the other side, was involved in Frank Cervelli's trade column today as well.
Yeah, contract negotiations are not necessarily going smoothly there. He was the leading point getter in New Jersey. He is young. He is in that range, that age range that you want. That's a player that I'm sure there's a lot of teams lining up for him if he's available.
Marcus and Gibson's, don't at me. The show needs a weekly tasting segment until free agency opens. I mean, we're always looking to fill time. Also, unsigned one here.
To all those brands out there, what else you got?
Yeah, you got any else? Other gross stuff for us to try? Don't at me. Peanut butter and an iceberg lettuce sandwich. So good. I've never heard of that one. Another thing I find more appetizing than the ketchup popsicle, though.
Wow, the slander. I think Vic is giving up. You're starting to
leak. No, mine's starting to drip.
You're starting to leak here, man. Just finish it.
Calm down.
Get it down. Hammer that.
Please.
Bottoms up.
Please use the right terminology here.
Vic is the toddler that doesn't want to finish his dinner and just slowly working through it and will sit at the table for the next 2.5 hours.
Thank God ketchup doesn't stain. Oh, wait.
Yeah, I don't know if Sat and Reese are going to have fun with
Jackson
situation.
Again, don't at me. McKinnon would be smacking you guys for eating those popsicles.
That is pasta. True. That is true.
All right, we got this one from Travis the Courier. Don't at me. Auston Matthews looks exactly like Benjamin Franklin. What? Okay, I saw the memes, and I don't know if people are going to appreciate this, but he does have a Ron Jeremy look going on right now. A little bit. The mustache and the hair.
Who sent that one in?
Travis the Courier.
Tell you right now, someone's got a Photoshop bifocals on him. That's a tremendous text.
Or the kite with the key on it.
That's a tremendous, tremendous don't at me submission.
Ed.
Whoa, American Revolution. Get it? American Revolution. Sure. You see that?
Very good. It's really the hair. By the way, as someone that's on the hashtag bald squad, Austin, just embrace it, dog. Just embrace it.
Ed texts in, don't at me. Vegas will miss the playoffs again, and Kelly McCrimmon will get fired. I mean, if they miss the playoffs again, yeah, that's a good bet. Kelly McCrimmon's probably getting fired.
Oh, yeah. Bill Foley was probably ticked off this year. You imagine next year if they're healthy. Woo. We got this one from Chef Swagger in Hell's Kitchen. Don't at me. Riccio's favorite popsicle flavor is water.
Isn't that just ice?
I'll take a plain. Give me a plain popsicle, please.
All right.
It's a lightly salted.
Tremendous stuff. Thanks for carrying us in this segment. We did not plan this taste test out very well, but as usual.
I thought it was great.
As usual. No, the timing of it. We should have done it at the end of the segment. But nevertheless, great stuff from the people into the Dunbar Lumber text message inbox. We will pick one submission to win Don't At Me. Someone's going to the Nooner at the Nat on July 1st on Canada Day. Canadians taking on Spokane. Before we go to break, though, we asked you for turf trivia. Paul Maurice has made one Stanley Cup final as a coach. That was in 2002 with the Canes. Who did the Canes lose to, and who won the Conn Smythe Trophy that year, Randy?
The correct answer, the Detroit Red Wings were the Cup champions, and Nicholas Lidstrom was the Conn Smythe Trophy winner. Yes, that was the Lidstrom on Kluche year. Sorry to remind you of that. But congratulations to Zach in Coquitlam. Big week for Coquitlam. Get the shine from the Miami Dolphins.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of slander at the same time. Couple of wins here on Turf Trivia. It's looking up for Coquitlam.
Congratulations, Zach. Pair of tickets, or a pack of tickets to the BC Lions against the Argos this Saturday.
And keep your Don't At Me's coming in through the break, because yesterday it was a late one that won. So if you want to go to the Seas game, you got to fire Don't At Me. Hit us up with it right now.
650-650, keep the thoughts coming in. I'll be back in a minute to wrap up the show before Canucks Central, home of the Canucks, Sportsnet 650.
I just slammed that thing. I got a brain freeze and I got a num-tum. A tongue, sorry.
In this house, the win comes first.
Quarterback one-on-one to the Blues line. A beautiful toe drag around. Schwartz goes to the goal. He scores. Unbelievable goal from the captain. Bo Horvat shorthanded.
Welcome to the
final segment of the show. Vic Nizar, Randy Janda, Jamie Dodd, A-Dog running the show, Eddie Gregory as well, and you, 650-650, into the Dunbar Lumber text message inbox. Jamie, you all recovered? You're all good there?
I had to run to the vending machine and get a Reese's peanut butter cup. Cleanse my palate and settle my stomach a little bit.
This is the beauty of drinking black coffee. Doesn't matter. Everything tastes good, guys.
What kind of coffee are you drinking?
Black coffee. Just regular coffee, man. No, I honestly did not mind that. I like tomato in, pasta and all that stuff, pasta sauce and all that. It's not even an act, folks. I thought that was pleasant.
That was about as far removed from, a slice of crisp tomato or a nice, bolognese sauce as you could possibly get.
I was chewing gum before that, and I removed it about a half hour before the taste test and drank some water to just prepare the palate for what was
Boys,
to come.
It's frozen tomato juice.
It's frozen disgusting.
No, it's fine.
We had a spare one, and we gave it over to our friends at News 1130. They picked at it with forks, and Josh.
They're doing a news story on it.
Our guy, Josh Elliott Wolf, as well, was excited and was a little sad that he missed it. We said, hey, don't worry. There's a spare one for you here. Just grab a piece. And he was so excited, and the look on his face, as if he was betrayed by food, was really harsh. And he said, it's somehow both warm and cold at the same time.
It's pleasant. It's made with love.
Kyle from the island says, Randeep burnt off his taste buds with the one chip challenge. That's an interesting theory right there.
No, I can taste. I can taste well. Good enough.
All right, where are we going with the... Don't at me, because there were some good submissions into this one here.
Yeah, well, I stuck with the food theme, so I gave it to Matthias in Burnaby, who says, don't at me, Randeep is the kind of guy who would drink a cup of mustard. a lot of shots fired at Randeep in the inbox today, and that one stood out to me.
No, it's praise. They're praising my ability to taste things. Come on.
We were joking about Seinfeld. It's essentially Newman when he tastes the broccoli, and he's like, I need mustard! It's Randeep.
Matthias, whatever your name is, congratulations. I think this text brings up a great point. Is the popsicle like gazpacho? Yes, it's frozen gazpacho.
Okay, but what you're going into with gazpacho.
Gazpacho tastes good. Gazpacho is...
It's a poorly made gazpacho, but it's gazpacho nonetheless. Didn't say it was good gazpacho.
Don't besmirch gazpacho by comparing it to this abomination.
You sound like Lisa Simpson.
I'm just saying.
Gazpacho for all!
Gazpacho is a dish with a proud history.
Great heritage.
A long heritage.
Don't compare
it to this.
This is preparing me for my trip to Europe because I am going to Spain.
Go tell people at the restaurant that you might have booked a reservation for outside the French GP. That you tried, hey, French's, I've tried your local cuisine. voice is starting to go after that popsicle. I tried your cuisine sure. with a tomato popsicle and see the response.
I might just do that.
This is like Randeep saying it's basically gazpacho. You know how at the end of Goodfellas, where he's like, instead of spaghetti and marinara, you get egg noodles and ketchup? It's basically...
It's the same thing.
It's like, yeah, it's the same thing, right?
It's a poorly made gazpacho, but the idea remains the same.
And even a Spanish restaurant asks for ketchup popsicle, gets arrested.
Can I have a gazpacho popsicle, please?
Where are you taking me?
Will they be serving gazpacho popsicles in prison, in jail?
Senor, where are you taking me? Oh, brother. Okay.
How did we get here?
Jason, the South fan, whoever decided to make these popsicle needs an RKO out of nowhere.
So there's one person that liked this? I'm the only one? You're like kind of 50-50 on it?
I started very bleak, and I got past the initial shock of it. It was exactly what I expected, and my expectations were kind of in the middle. I had some hope maybe it would taste a bit sweeter, but that wasn't the case.
All right. I don't mind living on an island on this. If you've tried it, if you were roaming the streets like Jamie earlier today and picked up one, hit us up. What do you think? If you're one of the few, select few that got this.
What a profound message coming into the inbox here. The ability to taste is aside from the question about the quality of one's taste.
I believe that's Benjamin Franklin texting into the show now.
To taste or not to taste? That is the question.
So philosophical. How free can a man be? This is...
Ooh, Donkey with some thoughts here.
All right.
Some good branding opportunities for you, Randeep.
Absolutely. This is the second text we've got on this.
Could you make a Dud Soda popsicle?
Damn right you can.
Might be tasty.
You absolutely can.
See, that sounds delicious.
And
that sounds great.
Remember I said I was going to be in the lab this weekend?
Oh.
So there you go.
So on Monday?
We're gonna have some fun with that.
Dud Soda popsicles
absolutely.
All around?
Absolutely. Wait for it on Monday.
Here for this.
So Monday, that's the second text we got. We got Donkey coming in earlier on. Somebody else mentioned as well. My apologies, I don't remember the name. But damn right, Dud Soda. I can guarantee you that one tastes a lot better than the one we just tasted.
That one I'm all in for.
Milk, good. Cream soda, good.
Yeah.
Cold, good.
Yeah, perfect. Yeah. Perfect. Couldn't draw it up any better. No ketchup to be seen.
All right. We'll get off the popsicle talk now. Thank you for all the texts for Don't At Me as well. 650-650. Game 4 tonight. Play Now Sports, bet on hockey like never before with Play Now Sports, your local BC sports book. Thoughts on Game 4? I still feel like, have we seen Tampa's best yet? Like, was Game 3 Tampa at their best, or was that just an improvement from where they were on Game 2 and Game 1?
I think that was that was pretty close to their best, but it wasn't a full 60 of having to do their best.
Because I feel like we've seen Colorado's best.
Game 2 was their masterpiece in this series. I think with Tampa, the last game, what you saw was, you saw a team that upped it through 40 minutes of play. They didn't need to up it for the third period. They were so comfortable. But a part of this conversation for me is, I think Tampa is now trending in that direction, where they tapped into something in Game 3, where you're saying, that perfect game, it may not be played over a full 60 like the Avalanche. But I feel like Tampa, they're so professional when it comes to this. A solid 40, they can beat you. Like, remember that whole idea where they're kind of like chameleons. They can play whatever game you want. They can play to their pace. They can play to their style. They can conserve energy when they need to. They can ratchet it up and block shots, all the shots, and, you know, really throw the hits and be aggressive. Vic, I don't know if you need a 60-minute effort from them. Just because they've been able to show that in these playoffs, if they have a solid, solid, solid 40 minutes of play, they can coast in the third period. Mm-hmm. And that's exactly what they did last game. So, you know, we talk about that perfect game from Colorado. I don't know if Tampa even needs that.
You know, coast isn't necessarily the right word because they're just so professional with it. I'm really interested to see how Tampa Bay starts this game, more so than the totality of the entire game, because last game, they survived. They could have been down 2-3 maybe. Colorado had an early onslaught, and I'm curious how they respond and build upon what they did in Game 3 at the start of Game 4. If Colorado has another strong start, do they get that early goal and start to, again, push the pace of that game? and kind of change the game flow, how Tampa starts for me is what's really important. And then does it go into building a bigger game and a better performance than what we saw in Game 3? Tampa's start, if it's backstopped by Vasilevskiy or whatever it is, first 5, 7, 10 minutes of this game, for me, very pivotal.
But that's the key there. Vasilevskiy, the name you mentioned, he is the equalizer in the sense that even if you start off with a bad 10 minutes, you are down a goal, he's in that zone right now where he's going to be able to save you if you're the Tampa Bay Lightning. He's going to build your confidence. He's a goalie that does give you an opportunity every single game. And that's the way he's playing right now. On the opposite side, it's a situation where Darcy Kuemper is, there's a huge question mark there to be, is he going to give you confidence or is he going to take it away? Because at this point in the playoffs, you're playing against a dynasty. You're playing against one of the best teams that hockey fans have seen, definitely in the Cap era. No question about that. But even beyond that, you're looking for reasons to get confidence in the series. Not the opposite. And Darcy Kuemper has the ability to play solid, but he also has the ability to take away confidence. Vasilevskiy does not do that. He's going to give his team confidence every single time he's out there. And if they have a bad game, he might not be able to give them the big saves like we saw in Game 2, but that wasn't his fault. It wasn't his fault. Whereas Darcy Kuemper right now, like Colorado could play an excellent game. You could grade it an A- or a B+, a game that they should win. But when you have questions like that in goal, especially coming off that previous game, it really dents your confidence. And for a young team that's got to prove that they are of this level and that they can win a cup, that's a really tricky thing.
I'm kind of interested to see if Kuemper slips up at all. Or he, not even if he fails and Tampa scores. Just in general, if Tampa scores. Could be a nice goal. Nothing to do with Darcy Kemper's performance. But does a lead influence how Colorado plays? Or if them trailing? Because they've been able to sustain their style of play throughout the course of the playoffs because they haven't trailed a whole lot. They finally gave up. They finally trailed in the series last game, obviously. But if that mindset of, oh man, we're trailing again and we can't give up another because who knows what's going to happen with Darcy if we go down 2 goals and are we on thin ice then? That mentality, will it influence Colorado at all? Because to their credit, they've been able to just stay pedal to the metal every series all the time. Because even in a close game, look, they might be up a couple of games in the series. Even if a team comes back on them, they can still push their own tempo the way they want to. So I talked about the first 10 minutes. First goal, too, is going to be huge for me. And if at any point Colorado structurally looks a bit different and they don't ramp it up with their speed just because they're worried about what happens on the back end.
Yeah, I do wonder on, you know, a couple of things you mentioned there, especially with the start in every game, you know, Stanley Cup final, it's always going to be important. But coming off of that loss in Game 3, you know, we often think about and we talked about how Tampa Bay responded. But if you're Colorado, how do you respond to getting, you know, to your point, down a goal or two? Because you are a younger group, and sure, you have some, you know, older players. You've got some vets. McKinnon's been around a while, but you've got, you know, some really good leaders. But this is a team, for the most part, that hasn't been there before. How do you cope with that? And I think we talked about, you know, not having real adversity or a real challenge in these playoffs. If you drop a couple of goals right off the bat, that's real adversity. This might be the first moment of real adversity that the Avalanche face in these playoffs. Because it's been a pretty easy road.
It's literally the thing we talked about before the series started.
Yeah. And they still haven't faced it.
No. But if they have if it looks like Tampa's going to win tonight, or Tampa takes the lead, this is it. Like, this is that moment a lot of people have been waiting for, myself included, because Colorado's path, to their credit, has been really easy. They've forced the issue, and the one moment they started to deal with some adversity, Jordan Binnington goes down, and they avert that. If they trail in this game, that tests your mettle. And how do you respond in that moment in a situation where they haven't had to deal with adversity going on 6 weeks here? It's been very comfortable, which is rare to say in the playoffs. I know we spoke to Yannick last week, kind of previewing the series, and he kind of referenced the LA Kings. Hey, they didn't face a lot of adversity when they were trouncing opponents on their way to the Stanley Cup. The LA Kings didn't have to play a back-to-back Stanley Cup champion to win the Cup. It's a different scenario, and more specifically, like, this team, like their mindset, their resiliency, their bounce back attitude, that they can do it all the time. If there is adversity, I'm fascinated to see how Colorado responds to it.
Let me pose this question to you. Now that we're, what, three games into the series, what is the biggest question mark on the Tampa Bay Lightning when you look at their roster with everything? Like, at the beginning of the series, we would have said pretty balanced.
Yeah.
But, like, what is the biggest question mark with them?
Victor Hedman's health and maybe the center health. Health.
Yeah.
But as far as, like, individual talents or what I think I'm going to get from a guy every night.
Not much has changed.
None.
Right?
No.
The Victor Hedman one is a big one because his game is nowhere near what we remember it being. And part of that is also Colorado have shown their speed and their aggressiveness, and they're not going to take a step back because they identify, yeah, something's not up with going well with Victor Hedman. But
look, Victor Hedman at 80% is still a phenomenal D-man.
For sure. But the whole idea that even with a couple of question marks on this roster, they're still very, very good. They're still taking on a team and potentially in a spot here to tie the series at 2 against a team that has been, as we mentioned, played the perfect game in game 2. They blanked them. They annihilated them in game 2. That tells you something about Tampa Bay and how dangerous they are. Now, beyond that, I think if you look at the other side with Colorado, I do wonder about, you know, can they deal with the physicality? Because in that third game, the biggest difference was the intensity. Cirelli, Palat, and Alex Killorn. Those are three guys that, you know, really stood out to me. Maybe not getting on the score sheet as much as you'd expect them, especially with Killorn. Palat's done a great job. But in that game, they set the tone. And they made sure that it was not going to be a comfortable game for the Colorado Avalanche. I expect to see a lot of that same tonight because that's how, you know, Tampa's going to win. They're not going to outskate the Colorado Avalanche. Nobody can do that.
Mm-hmm.
But how do you negate that speed? How do you make it uncomfortable? Get in their grill.
Something Mike McKenna was talking about earlier, if you want to go listen to that hour two of the podcast when he joined us, the speed versus controlling the middle of the ice. And it's always such a fun interplay to discuss that because, look, you can have so much as much speed as you want, but you have to get to the middle part of the ice. That's where the goal is. And that's where goals are scored. Can your speed influence another team's defensive positioning? And if you're Tampa Bay, can you play with the right leverage? Can you play with the right positioning to negate that speed? They've been able to do it all throughout these playoffs. They obviously did it in game 3. Will that trend continue? Or to your point, the physical battle of this, does that start to accumulate and the residual effect of that take its toll on Colorado and they can't ramp it up to the degree that they need to get to start manipulating, maneuvering Tampa Bay defenders around?
It's going to be a bit of a chess match.
Yeah.
And we know John Cooper can bring it. Jared Bednar got to this cup final by being a really good coach as well. But it's, I wouldn't say easy, but it's, you know, you get humbled in game 3.
Yeah.
Now everybody's watching Bednar for the coaching situation, but also how do you game plan to make sure that what happened in game 3 and the step that the Tampa Bay Lightning took and the way that they altered their game, what does Bednar do? Because this is a moment for him as well. We talk a lot about, you know, having the edge in the series, but how do you get back to having playing your game? Because last game, Tampa played their game, took Colorado off theirs.
Well, it's chess match and it's identity, right? It's I don't think we're going to uncover some secret layer to any of these teams. We kind of know what they are at this stage, right? There's a handful of games left in the NHL season. It's these guys trying to be who they are. And that's what it comes down to. Is Tampa Bay's structure and discipline going to prevail versus Colorado's speed? And it's a game of who blinks first right now. And we know what we're going to see both tonight and moving forward in this series. Again, you'll hear that game on our airwaves later tonight after Canucks Central. Dan Riccio, Satyar Shah, coming up in about 10 minutes. Before we get out of here, a couple of things we want to clean up on. Frank Cervelli putting out his trade list. We talked about it earlier. I think JT Miller was number 4 last time he did this. Comes up at number 6 now. But there's another couple of names that kind of piqued our interest when we were discussing this before the show. A couple of people texted in about it. But a name that appeared there, Randeep, Jesper Bratt.
Yeah, that's a player that if you're New Jersey, you definitely do not want to be trading because he was probably your best player last year. He had 73 points in 76 games. But contracts. They can be a tricky thing, especially when you're 23 years old and he is ARB eligible. He's an RFA. And if you're not able to find that sweet spot with him, this is a name that's popped up as number 10 on the trade board for Frank. And, you know, we've talked a lot about young players being a centerpiece around a potential deal. Obviously, JT Miller's name has popped up most in this part. And the New Jersey Devils have been a team that's been in trade discussion across the league. There's been discussion and rumors. But if this guy is a part of the deal, 20-something, in that age range, 22, 25 years of age, how much does that move the needle for you? Because we're talking about a 73-point player on a team, and a winger. He does have that high skill aspect to him. And if there's a situation that you can maybe construct a deal, like, Vic, we were talking about this before, like Pavel Zacha, yeah, sure, great. What the draft pick is and all that, like, there are certain pieces on that New Jersey Devils roster that you'd be okay. You know, we've talked a lot about Alex Holtz. But if Jesper Bratt's a part of that discussion, does that change everything? Because this is a ready-made NHLer that has hit near 80 points already in his career at the age of 23. If they can't get a deal in New Jersey, he has to be in play here. I think that is definitely shooting up the priority rankings if you're saying players that you can bring back in a deal like that.
Well, what strikes me, not necessarily in relation to, hey, can Vancouver go acquire him, but this is another name, another premium name on the market that already features an Alex DeBrincat and now Jesper Bratt. And we sit here and talk about, hey, Connor Garland and Tanner Pearson or whatever wingers you want to talk about. And there's some intriguing names that, for me, in the pecking order or higher up on the trade market.
And Frank has written this: to my knowledge, there have been no contract extension talks to this point for what will be an expensive deal.
Mm-hmm.
So he's going to make his money. Add in Fitzgerald's mandate to find hard skill this summer. And, well, it makes you wonder. So a thought, two things. Guy wants to get paid, which after putting up a 73-point season, you're going to get paid, as a 23-year-old, I should mention. And the New Jersey Devils looking for hard skill. How many hard skill players out there? How many power forwards are out there? Not many.
Bick Nizar, Randeep Janda will make way for Canuck Central. Before we do, Irfan Ghaffar just tweeting, Avs just arrived to the rink, and if I was a betting man, I would lead towards Nazem Kadri making his Stanley Cup final debut tonight. We will see what happens with Nazem Kadri, the Colorado Avalanche, and the Tampa Bay Lightning later today. You'll hear it on our airwaves at 5 o'clock.
Watch out, Andre Vasilevsky. Man's going to be in the crease. He's going to be in your grill.
Cooking in that kitchen. We'll see what Nazem does later today. Dan Riccio, Satyar Shah on the way. Big thanks to everyone texting in. Big thanks for Jamie Dodd as well, chasing down that French's popsicle.
Delicious. Just delicious.
Tomorrow, or soon we're going to see Dude Soda popsicles on the show.
Oh, they're
Can't
coming.
Wait.
They're coming. Maybe even a store near you.
Ooh, okay. All right.
Now I'm really thinking.
All right. A lot coming up here on the home of the Canucks, Sportsnet 650.